Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. These broadcasts are made possible through the teaching and testimonies of the pastors and the members of Brookside Baptist. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our Sunday worship services are every Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday night. We're located at 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more details, you can visit our website at www.thewordforlife.org or call us at 262-783-6180. Well, last time we met together, we were talking, Paul, about finances and the believer. I'm talking to Paul Brosch, who's an accountant in our church. And, Paul, we were just kind of sharing the story of getting out of seminary in 1972 and going to work in the first ministry that we ever served in, and the salary was $5,700 a year. The rent was $3,000 a year. So that left accountant, I left
about $2,700 left
over. $2,700. So, my friends, what do you think that did to our prayer lives? There's really no question, is there?
No.
I mean, we knew that, wow, what in the world are we going to do? And the interesting thing, Paul, is the fact that my father-in-law found out what we're getting paid, and he just about blew a gasket. He said, "You're getting what? You can't live on that." Then my mother-in-law made this statement. She said, "Well, you know, if God doesn't increase their salary, maybe God will just reduce their expenses." And when she said that, I thought, wow. I've never heard such a spiritual thing come out of her lips in my life. But you know, it's exactly what he did. He didn't increase our salary. We were there 2 years, and when we left, we were still making $5,700 a year. But God taught us some fantastic lessons about trusting in him. We went in June. In November, we had our first son born there. And and then 5 months later, we found out Ruth was expecting again.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. We were talking to the OBGYN doctor, and we'd answered all the questions that he had for us. And he said, "Do you have any questions for me?" And I said, "Yes. Do you take trade-ins?" I said, "We don't have Stephen paid for yet, and now we got another one coming, and I don't know what in the world we're going to do." And he said, "Now, aren't you a pastor?" I said, "Well, yes, sir." He said, "You're not going to believe this." This was at the Shands Teaching Hospital, University of Florida Hospital in Gainesville, Florida. He said, "Today, the Board of Regents approved that we OBGYN doctors could deliver babies for pre-med students here at University of Florida and for pastors free of charge."
Wow.
He said, "Ruth, you will be my first free delivery." Of course, what we didn't know was when it came time for Jonathan to be delivered, he was going to be Breech, and our first baby, little girl, was Breech and only lived 2.5 days. And so he immediately said, "Okay, C-section, everything, surgery, everything paid for."
Wow, wow.
Now, is that God or what?
Absolutely.
You know, if he doesn't increase your salary, he'll make your needs less. And the whole time we were there, we were then taking two babies to a pediatrician, and there's always something going on, you know. And finally, after 4 or 5 months of that, I said, "You know, honey, we haven't gotten a bill from Dr. Kokomore. I need to call the office, and I mean, this thing is going to be piling up." And so I called the office, and I said, "Listen, I'm just kind of curious what our bill is." And she said, "Aren't you in the ministry?" And I said, "Well, yeah." And she said, "Dr. Kokomore never charges pastors." Hello?
Wow.
Hello? Now, folks, you may be saying this morning, "Well, I'm not in the ministry." No, but you're not trying to live on $5,700 a year either. See, God takes care of his kids when we are faithful to be obedient to him. Now, question, were we tithing? Oh, yeah. You know, you don't serve in a church as a pastor and not be tithing.
Right.
So we were paying $570 a year tithes. So you just subtract that.
That reduces that $2,700 pretty fast.
Exactly. So now you're down to less than $200, almost $2,100, you know. But yet God just showed himself so strong. And the amazing thing, Paul, is the fact that after we were there 2 years, the Lord directed us to move to Albany, Georgia, and start a church. Now, what's the salary for starting?
Well, probably not even close to the $5,700, I would think.
I had nothing. I didn't know you were supposed to raise support.
Wow.
We just moved to Albany, Georgia with no support at all, and I just said, Lord, I'm going to knock on doors, and I'm going to try to win people to Christ and start this church, and if you'll just provide for us in some way, I have no clue how you'll do it, but if we ever have a bill that is due and we can't pay it that day, then I'll go out and get a full-time job.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things, Pastor Greg, that you had said in your story that really kind of caught me was that God will provide for your needs.
Yes.
And that's one of the things that I think a lot of people miss. You know, there's a big difference between needs and wants.
There sure is.
And how we live today. I mean, we're in the richest country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have is so significantly more than others in other countries. And the struggle that we have is that we don't even realize that.
Right.
And they're looking for ways to provide, or why isn't God providing for what I want or what I need? And the needs and the wants kind of get blurred and get confused.
So God hasn't promised to provide for my cable bill.
Not necessarily,
or no. My membership at the athletic club, or my whatever.
Correct.
Yeah. Food and raiment, therewith to be content. And I think the Apostle Paul put it this way. He said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. He said, I've abound and I've been abased. Now, obviously, abounding is better.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, I have learned. Now, Paul, do you think maybe that might be something the Lord is trying to teach his children today?
I think absolutely. Absolutely. So many people have had difficult or hard times over these last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And even going forward with, like you had mentioned earlier, about the paychecks being a little bit less this year.
Right.
If you're fortunate enough, first of all, to be working, you know, there's a lot of folks unemployed out there.
That is so true.
And that's just a sign of kind of the difficult times that we're in.
Right.
But when you look at what we have and what we need and versus what we want,
yeah.
I would be willing to bet or guarantee that that's definitely a lesson we're being taught.
And, you know, sometimes when we are really strapped, maybe even out of a job, as a pastor over 43 years, sometimes I'll have people come talk to me and they had financial needs, and I will say, well, tell me about your family. Oh, well, my family, you know, they won't help me. Well, why won't they help you? Well, we haven't been on speaking terms for 20 years. Okay. Do you think maybe God is trying to use this time in your life maybe to motivate you, hey, I need to get back on speaking terms with my mom and my dad? If there are things I need to get right with them and right with the Lord, God can use your lack to bring you to the point of humbling yourself and seeking forgiveness. And now, that message, Paul, doesn't go over very well.
No, it doesn't.
Most of the time, you
no,
know,
it
like,
doesn't.
Wait a minute, I didn't come here to hear this. And I simply say, well, maybe you did.
Right. And how the Lord uses circumstances, you know, in our lives, many times we don't even realize or don't even know. You know, it kind of brought me back or made me think of a verse in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Yes.
So God's operating on a completely different level, obviously, than you and I are. And
and
many times, what lessons are we being taught through our circumstances?
Right.
We don't know. We may not even know for quite some time. Or maybe how we're blessing others as we go through these difficult times. You know, are we
right.
being a testimony to others as to how we face the trials?
And you know, Paul, the very next verse says, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It will not return unto me void, but will accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. He talked about rain, we understand that, but snow.
snow. We love snow, don't we?
Oh, we love snow. But, you know, he talks about snow being a blessing. But, you know, one thing about snow is the fact that it doesn't necessarily bless the ground right away. It's later, when it melts, mm-hmm. that it blesses the ground. You know, sometimes I think, Paul, God wants to teach us some things during the times of waiting. While the snow is still there, but it hasn't melted, mm-hmm. we don't see the blessing of what we're going through right away. And even right now, the financial situations that we as believers are facing, we may not see the blessing right away. It's like the snow on the ground.
Correct.
It's going to be a future blessing, but it's not right now.
Right. And I think right now, some of the things that can be done individually, you know, that we can all do during this time, I know personally the difficult times or the way the economy has gone as a small business owner, we've had to take a look at, okay, how are we operating?
Right.
You know, are we spending too much money in certain areas or what kind of cuts do we need to do? Because, mm-hmm. you know, my livelihood, my being able to have a house or feed my family depends upon my job. And
sure.
my job is really dependent upon my clients.
Right.
And as we've seen over the last few years, some businesses have closed. Some businesses have sold to others. So we've lost clients. And as a business owner, we've had to tighten our belt,
mm-hmm.
cut expenses
mm-hmm.
where we can. But then that also flows through into my personal life as well.
Oh, exactly.
You know, do I have any debt out there? You know, what can I get rid of? What do I need to pay off? You know, where are my interest rates? Can I refinance my home right now at a better rate?
Yes, yes.
And a lot of those different things we've taken to heart and we've taken personally as well. And I think that the difficult times that we're going through,
yeah.
like you said, the snow, you know, now is the time to really prepare yourselves and to set yourselves up financially or as well as you can.
Right.
For what lies ahead, because we don't know what tomorrow brings.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what decisions will be made by our leadership in the government. But we just need to really kind of internally look and say, what can we do to become financially sound? What does the Bible have to say about where I should be spending money or where I shouldn't be spending money?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, going back to the needs and the wants.
Exactly. Well, I hate to say this, but we have run out of time again. And Paul, thank you so much for sharing with us. Let me just remind you, it says, so shall my word be that which goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. When God's word comes to your heart, God has a purpose and a plan for it. So, my friends, stick in the word, stay in prayer, keep your knees bent and your chin up. Learn what God has to teach you during these tough times, because whatever you learn, you will be able to share with others about the awesome God that you serve. Because, my friend, it's all about knowing God. So until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.